pandemic has been especially hard on our older population. Many of them live isolated in long-term care facilities, or some live with family members. So understanding that this is a very difficult time are ways in which we can help. We welcome aging expert, Mr. Anthony Cirillo, and he's going to talk about something called Elder Speak. Elder Speak. And so, Anthony, what is Elder Speak?
Right, Eugene, good to see you. So, you know, think baby talk, like, hi, sweetie. Hi, honey. How are we doing today? You know, using we, speaking, you know, using simpler vocabulary and simple sentences and the closed end sentences so you can't get a response from somebody, or speaking more loudly because we think you have a hearing problem, or I'm going to really do this very slowly, Eugene, so you can understand me. It's that kind of thing. And you know what's unique is that it's unique to North America. In other cultures, they don't even talk to babies with baby talk. They talk to them regularly and just use simpler vocabulary.
So this seems so patronizing. Why is it so damning for that population to listen to that type of talk?
Well, you hit it on the head. So first of all, older people don't like it. Some people might think they're being cute and they like it, but they don't like it. It feels condescending. And when you don't engage somebody, it increases loneliness and impacts their health. It actually can even contribute to cognitive decline, because if you're not exposed to complex language, you lose your ability to engage with people.
So I guess the question is, how do we stop patronizing and damning our older population?
Yeah, so there's three strategies that we can use. The first thing is use stories. So when you tell a story to someone, even if they have some cognitive issues, you engage them, even if they're just listening, and even if they just, you know, grunt to acknowledge that they've understood what you're saying, right? So engage stories like, hey, I'm going in. I ran into Betty in the hallway and she reminded me of this or that. So it brings somebody in. You know, stories are linguistically complex. So that helps engage people's minds. The other thing is tell a joke that is relevant to a particular situation. You know, laughter is one of the common denominators and one of the greatest ways to engage people. And that the another thing to consider is, you know, and actually I've learned some things by talking to a psychologist who worked with nuns who lived a lot longer and had some things that they did when they were working with as caregivers to the older nuns. And one of the things that was they did was give a blessing at the end of their encounter. But our equivalent would be to maybe express gratefulness in some way. The bottom line is that we're expressing empathy, we're helping to engage people, and we're not talking down to anybody. And it doesn't take that much time in our daily lives when we're engaging with an older person to do that.
And you're saying that this helps not only the mood, but the overall health of some person?
Well, yeah, because when you're engaging somebody, you're going to activate, you know, their mind. And again, even if they don't have full ability to engage, they could still hear you and acknowledge you. And, you know, it's very important, especially during this COVID time when we're hearing, and I'm sure you've read the stories where people like me, I'm 63, we're supposed to all of a sudden be expendable. We're supposed to be on the decline. And that's obviously not true. We have so much to offer our older adults. And so when we speak to them with respect and dignity and in a language that, you know, earns their respect, we're going to engage them more. We're going to make them feel more revered. And that's what we should be doing in this culture, not saying you're expendable.
So where can we get more information, sir? This is very fascinating talk.
Well, sure. As always, you can go to my website, theagingexperience.com, and all of my articles and other resources are there as well.
Anthony, thank you very, very much.
Always.